This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't know if it's a conspiracy, but every time it turns to 6 o'clock, this channel no longer works.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting. I didn't see. Did it go? It went off
it
right
went,
at 6 o'clock.
Right at six,
huh?
It went black. And then it'll go back and it'll start to like cut out. So you get changed.
Yeah. See you later. Just don't put on the local channels today because I don't want to see that it's like 0 degrees below zero out there this morning.
Bitterly,
I
mean, cold temperatures.
Whoo, baby.
So real quickly.
Wow.
God, I am 17 minutes away from going to Quick Trip and buying a cigarette because I've had it. I've had it with this season.
And the done with it, huh?
The reason is... And this is why. Look, dude, we all know how ice is formed. A solid has to melt into a liquid, and then that liquid has to freeze.
Sure.
There's no ice on the road out there today. The highways are clearer than they've been in July. 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, you can't be that guy today.
Come
either.
On.
You can't be that guy. If you're afraid to drive, stay the F home.
There's no ice. Now, I understand there are lanes.
There are some lanes that are still covered. Stay away from those lanes,
and
right?
I'm not saying you got to go 80. You can't be out here. I'm not kidding you.
No, I had the same thing.
35 miles per hour on 470 this morning. And the lane looked like our table.
Yeah, no, I had the same thing on 35 this morning, too. There were people trying to get on, and once they got on and merged, and it's clear. I mean, the lanes, the great job by KDOT to get the highways.
Yeah.
You know, the side streets, they still have some work to do, and that's fine. They'll get those things taken care of as the day moves along. But, you know, the highways are fine right this morning, right? It's just stay in the lanes that have been completely plowed, and you're going to be okay, and you'll be able to drive fine. But you can't be going slow out there today. If you're afraid to drive in this weather, stay the F home. It's pretty simple because you driving slow is much worse, in my opinion, than the guy in the red truck with truck nuts that's flying by you at 95 miles per hour.
Three different occasions today. One was on 69, giggity.
Yep.
And, I mean, I'm not kidding. Two full lanes, completely clear. And it's not like the snow is the packed snow. I'm not saying that you have to drive in the left lane where they just didn't plow it completely.
Right.
But, like, middle lane, completely cleared. Full asphalt or whatever the hell you call it, 25 miles per hour and a 60.
Yeah, you
gotta
get out of the way.
You can't do that because now I can't get over. Now I'm gonna slam on my brakes because somebody else is gonna have to slam on there and it's gonna cause a trickle effect.
Yeah.
And it's like there's no ice.
Yeah,
because nothing melted.
Like, no, nothing melted until Sunday, hopefully.
And we're almost
there. And then
it'll
be too warm to freeze.
And I think that's where we're at. Like we're almost there. Like you're at the end of your fasting, you know, like you go like, you know, 72-hour fast. Like, when you get to hour, like, 66, you're like, I'm irritated. I'm there because you know it's coming to a close. And I know that next week is, like, 58, 57, 57, 58. Like, We're getting there.
We're hoping this is the end of this thing.
Look
at
this.
The mess on the highway today is, I think it's probably because people are going too slow, you know, either that or they're, you know, just not paying attention or whatever the case may be. Drive a little bit slower today if you feel you have to, but man, you can't be on the highway doing 35 miles an hour. That's unacceptable. And it's very dangerous for everybody involved, including you, who's going 35 miles per hour, you know, on the highway. You spoke from the Missouri side. I came up the highways on the Kansas side. They were good. 69's a little wanky, but it'll be fine in an hour or so once it all clears itself out. Right. 35 was great this morning. A lot of the side streets are still snow-packed as well.
And I understand that. Yeah. Like, if you're, like, downtown or you're, like,
that's
around...
that's completely different.
That's not what I'm saying. But, like, I will tell you my commute. It is 350 to 470 to 435 to 69 to Shawnee Mission Parkway. Pure highway lanes the entire way. Three different times. 20 miles per hour for me.
I'm like, and two states, too.
Uh-huh.
So you can't just blame one side of the state line for the way that people are driving.
Shout out
right?
to all the plow drivers because the roads are great.
Yeah, the highways are fantastic.
The other
highways
thing I have a question great. Of is, like, how come when you pass certain, like, trucks with plows on them, they don't have the
because
plows
they're not
out.
Getting paid.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and it's not their jurisdiction. Because I've
so
asked this
jurisdiction.
Well, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Like Mission does Mission, Overland Park does Overland Park. And if you're just a normal guy, like
heading home, you lift it and go.
Yeah, because you're not getting paid. It's not your job to plow. Okay. God forbid you do something to the road. Somebody says it's like why you can't give food from a restaurant to the homeless anymore because the homeless are suing people
Fair
now.
Enough.
So you can't give food to the homeless out of a restaurant lawyer? Because they're going to sue you because they'll take a cut of the winnings and whatnot.
Yeah,
so
see, like here's this news. Package slow drive head out the door
and they're in somebody's neighborhood. But that's what I told you, these news stations are going to go find the roads that are covered with snow to tell you that they're covered with snow scare you into watching to sit there all day instead of going out on the highway in the interstate, which the roads are great and show you, hey, the roads are pretty good on the interstate today. They're on like some side street in the middle of
that's
nowhere
Bob's house.
Like showing you the street. Oh, these streets are very snow packed today. Yeah, you're in Bill's neighborhood, man. Of course it's snow packed.
To school, so the buses don't care.
Right. And like they're literally on a road right now where nobody else is.
Yeah.
And see, this is why the local news or any news for me
is
just it's fear mongering because they're on somebody's side street right now saying, well, it hasn't been plowed yet. You're right. But the highways, they were good this morning. They were great driving in. Now, the temperature's a different thing, and that's why, again, we have another day,
Has
with school.
Has school been canceled tomorrow already?
I think it's going to be. I saw Nick Bender this morning. He said it's going to be negative 13 on the thermometer.
Yes.
Like, that's not the feels like
no,
or the
it's
wind
negative
chill.
24 Jeez. Tomorrow wind chill.
Yeah, but negative 13, he said, on the thermometer tomorrow, okay? So that's I don't think we're going to have school all week. And I know parents out there, we're all going stir crazy. Both our kids last night, like, can we go to, yes, go. We don't care where you go. Just get the hell out.
Yeah.
You go.
No,
go. Write us a note from wherever you end up. Like, just let us know you're alive.
Yeah.
You can track my location. Yes, we can. Fine. Go. Just go. Because I think every parent right now is kind of having that stir crazy because really since the holiday break, there's no routine that these kids have been able to be in with the snow basically every week or the cold every week. Like, they want a routine. They need something to do. They want to get out. They want to go to school. We want you to go to school. We want you out of the house. We want you doing something. A lot of parents doing a lot of drinking and a lot of weed. I'll tell you that right now across the metro area over the last 6 weeks because these kids just, they've got to find a way to get back to school. It's not fair to them at this point
either.
There's
going to be a bunch of parents starting a garage band.
Oh, there already are.
Hey,
you just go down every street.
Yeah. Let's go to 33 Sycamore. I heard the Groove Tenders are playing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. but that's what it is right now. Like every parent is
Mark's
going stir crazy.
On the hi-hat.
Like, I mean, like it's just insane. It just is. It's nuts, right? I feel bad for these kids because they don't want to do it. They want to go to school. They want to be with their friends. They want that, you know, that socialization. That's why, like, the whole people, like the work from home crowd. Like,
I thought you were talking about Kansas's basketball team.
Oh, we can get into them too, which we will. I didn't think we had enough time in this segment to delve into that.
You said that the kids want to get back to school. Parents are pissed.
Yeah. Well. Speaking of the kids at school yesterday, I got a friend of mine that I've watched grow up over the years. His dad's friend of mine. His mom's friends with I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to out the poor kid on the air, but I'm sure if his dad's listening, he knows exactly who it is.
It's Vip.
It's not Vip. Yeah, Vip acts like a child, as we know, right? But so what was I going to say? So I text
you didn't
my
call the kid's name.
Yeah,
out.
I'm not going to name him names, but he goes to KU, and I knew they had school, you know, canceled yesterday, and so I sent him a text. I go, "You drunk yet?" Right? He's a freshman at KU. Well, if I could just motivate my lazy ass to get off the couch, I probably will. And I woke up this morning to a video he sent me from one of the bars in Lawrence last night, packed.
Oh, I mean, there's no school.
That's awesome.
Where else are you going to go?
Here's an update from Lawrence at like midnight. Packed as far as the eye can see. Nobody gives a rip about the basketball team. It's a snow day. They're all hammered at the Bull or the Wheel or the Hawk or wherever the hell everybody's hanging out these days. I'm like, man, first of all, we never had college canceled. We never had a snow day.
We got it twice.
Not one time did we have a snow day in my time at KU. But I can only imagine what it must be like to have a snow day when you're in college. It has to be the greatest thing ever, right?
We had it twice. We got 22 inches of snow in Orangeburg.
That sucks.
And I called the troops on, I think it was, we got it on a Wednesday, and I called the troops. And I'm like, hey, guys, let's go to the bar. They're like, it's 4:30. I was like, we're not having school tomorrow. They're like, you don't know that. I go, check your radar. Check the accumulation predictions. And it was like anywhere from like, literally it was like 18 to 21 inches.
Yeah.
And it happened.
And it happened.
And big, I mean, as we were walking to the bar, the snowflakes were like, I don't know, the size of potato chips.
Yeah.
And as we walked home, it was to our knees.
Oh my God.
Ooh. And we were there from, I don't know, 5:45 to like 11.
Yeah. That's a lot of snow very fast.
And I mean,
right?
We walked home and I mean, it was literally like, I felt like I was in a scene of Fargo.
Yeah.
Like it was to my knees and you woke up the next morning, it was all the way up to our door.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's
the
insane.
Because I found out when I went to college, I was like, how do they, you know, they said, if they can plow the parking lot, you'll have school.
Yeah.
Plus like the thing in college is like, you're not required to go. Like,
no, you can not just at all. You can just go or not go. I always felt guilty. My parents were paying for college for me. So I was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to take advantage of this. I was more about, you know, not letting them down. But I can only imagine, like, the best snow day experience has to be college. It just has to be college, right?
Well, it's like...
And I don't even know what number two would be, quite honestly, on that list.
In high school, I had some really good snow days in high school, close to friends, 17 or 18,
especially your
pretty independent.
Year.
Yeah.
Once you can drive, snow days are awesome.
Snow days are dope.
So I had a friend whose dad was an air traffic controller.
Oh, that's
so they kind of knew ahead of time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he'd be like, you're not having school tomorrow.
That's
and my buddy would be like, how do you know, Dad? And he's like, because the preparation we're doing for the runways and what we're hearing from these planes, what's coming in, like, I can tell you right now. And, like, they knew ahead of time.
That's awesome. That would be the coolest job.
So, like, my buddy would be like, hey, do you want to come over and, like, get high and hang out? I'm like, yeah, dude. Like,
let's do
it. But we have school tomorrow. He goes, no, we don't. So I would tell my parents, like, Mom, Nick said his dad told him that we're not going to have school tomorrow. Well, Doug doesn't know everything.
Right.
I was like, well, he's got eyes in the sky, so he knows more than we do. So I'd go over there, and they'd be like, well, if you do have school, you better get your ass up and go. And I'm like, okay. And I'd go over there, and sure enough, 9 p.m., Blue Springs R4 School District out.
Yes. Yeah, whatever. See, again, we hardly had snow days in high school, and like it was
even
very
you're up northeast.
But we would get snow. You know, we'd have blizzards and things like that. But I mean, I don't remember my dad ever missing a day of work because of snow, and I will take that to my grave. That man never missed a day of work because of snow.
Did you know Bob used to walk uphill both ways?
I did.
No soles and shoes.
I walked across the street to school. It was no big deal. Like my dad never missed a day of work. Now, he worked in the home heating oil industry, so snow meant they were very busy with people heating their homes and whatnot.
Yeah.
But like now, I mean, nowadays, people, like, if there's one flake, meetings are canceled, everybody just bails on everything, nobody cares anymore,
Nashville,
right?
Got like an inch, everything's closed in Nashville right now.
I mean, yesterday, everything's closed around here.
Well, everything's closed is because of the weather. Because of the temperature.
Right.
Yeah.
But like we never had school closed because of temperature before. Like but I don't ever remember being this cold ever. I mean, like, this is insane. For all of those folks that are sitting out at a soccer game tonight, you got to screw loose.
What are
you're
doing?
You're a nutcase if you're going to that soccer game
tonight.
Please,
please, please call in if you're going to the sporting game.
We got
to
hear from you.
913-586-7965. Please let us know if you're going to the game and why.
I got to know. I really do.
I've got more interest in that than listening to my new craze of Jack Caglio. Because it's coming. And you know what's not?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kansas basketball.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.